Jeremiah chapter number 17, verse number 7. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse number 10 says, I, the Lord, searcheth the heart. Even to give each and every man according to his way. According to the fruits of their doings. Hallelujah. I reward every person according to their doings, says the Lord. Let us pray. Father, in the name above every name, the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, your resurrected Son, we thank you for the reading of your word. And as we are here, we believe that your word is life unto us. Your word is the lamp unto our feet. Your word brings light where there is darkness. Your word brings deliverance where there is bondage. Your word brings, Father, restoration where there is limitation. Your word, Father, is above everything. For you said you exalted your word above everything. As we are speaking your word, Father, may your word speak above every situation. May your word speak above every power, above every evil force, above every weapon of the enemy formed against your children. In the mighty name of Jesus, may your word erase every power of the enemy in the lives of your children. As I pray today, Father, I speak the unction and the anointing in the name above every name, in the name of Jesus. I release more of your grace, more of your power, more of your anointing upon this service. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we rise above the enemy. We rise above every limitation. We rise above every limitation. We know that your word is mightier. Your word is powerful. Your word is above everything. As I pray, Father, in the name above every name, in the name of Jesus, I speak deliverance through your word. I speak healing through your word. I speak restoration through your word. When your word says, my God, that you sent forth your word and you healed them all, I decree and I declare, Lord, that as your word will be flowing upon this place, let healing go again. Let deliverance take place. Let miracles, signs, and wonders take place in our life. In the mighty name above every name, in the mighty name of Jesus, I release your grace. I release your anointing. May you release your ministering angels. As your words shall be ministered, may your angels be ministering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, cursed is a man who puts trust upon a man. Cursed is a person who puts their trust upon human beings. But blessed is a man. Blessed is a person who puts their trust upon the Lord. Because they shall be like a tree that is planted by the river side. But even when the drought comes, they shall not complain like others. But they shall be able to strike their roots into the stream and remain evergreen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, I shall remain evergreen and I shall be a fruit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, I shall remain evergreen. I shall be a fruit. Listen to me, Church of God. What makes people to run up and down
Amen.
Once you are here and you are looking at me as the source of your miracle, you are at the wrong place. Once you are sitting there and you are looking at me and you are saying this is the source of my miracle, you are mistaken. But when you want to receive that which you wonder from God, whatever that you are crying for from
anywhere,
shift your trust, move your trust from the source of the miracle. I know as a servant of the Lord, I want you to honor me as somebody who was blessed by God. I want you to honor God in me
honor me.
Because the moment you honor God in me, you allow him to do the best that he can for you. Open the doors and the windows of blessings upon your life. But the moment you keep your praises upon me, you are limiting God from working. He does not want his glory to be shared with somebody else. He wants to be God alone. So that the reality is God alone. He is the only one who was not created. He is the only one who has no beginning. But he is the beginning. That's why he wants you to put your trust upon him. And wants to put your trust upon God. The Bible says you shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers. That even when others are busy complaining, my main aim today is to create an evergreen Christian in you. To create an evergreen Christian who produces fruits in the life that you are living. Not a Christian who is not going to produce fruits. Not a Christian who is going to talk about the God of the past. I'm talking about the God of the present. You need to talk about the God of the Bible. And the God of the present who is doing what has been said in your life.
I don't know if I'm telling somebody. I need you to be an evergreen Christian. A Christian that produces fruits. A Christian that does not run for a miracle. But a Christian that receives miracles as you are sitting.
Amen.
Hello.
Yes.
Is that if you put your trust upon God, you shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers. I don't know who I am talking to today. Where you are now in your life, you might be facing challenges that are even provoking your faith in God. I have a simple message for you. Put your trust upon God and you shall remain evergreen. Put your trust upon God and you shall produce the right fruit that you are looking for. I don't know what
here for today, but for you to receive what you are here for. Put your trust upon God. Put your eyes upon Him.
I don't know if I'm talking
to
somebody. If you are expecting from God, there is nothing that can stop you from receiving from God. Because the Bible says our God
is above
every other thing. There is no other God that can be compared to Him. The Bible says He
does
not have the beginning, but
He
is the Alpha and the Omega. I say, we know that there is Donald Trump.
As to as Donald Trump,
as the president of United States of America.
The name president of Africa.
But his
America.
But his presidency is limited to the geographical area that he is. But there is somebody.
No one.
That we have.
That
is our God.
His
leadership.
Second.